So 2026 is coming really soon, and something else is coming because the CPF salary ceiling of $8,000 is finally here. And this is the ultimate increase of the CPF salary ceiling. And if you look at the highlights of CPF for 2026, there are two of them. Number one, there's going to be higher ordinary wage ceiling. And number two, there's going to be higher CPF contribution rates for those workers above age 55 to 65. But let's share a bit about the ordinary wage ceiling, because in 2025, the ordinary wage or OW ceiling is $7,400. And from 1st of January 2026 onwards, it's going to increase by $600 to become $8,000. Okay. And this ordinary wage ceiling is going to determine how much of your monthly salary is subjected to CPF contributions for mandatory contribution. And just to be clear, this number is not new. It has been announced to be effective since September 2023. So we went through like four rounds of increment from the previous $6,000 salary ceiling over the years. And in fact, $8,000 is the final official number for ordinary wage ceiling that was last announced. So any further increase, we have to wait for a further update. Meanwhile, if you have other CPF related questions, feel free to join us at over 22,000 members in the Honey Money SG Telegram group. It is free. Just ask your questions, and I'm sure the community experts will help guide you there. Now, for long time viewers, I've already done this video like every year to remind you all of the CPF ordinary wage ceiling and what's going to change, right? But for those of you who are quite new to the channel, maybe you all don't really understand what it's going to impact, because this is just going to impact a very small group of people who are earning above the wage of $7,400 and within a certain range, okay? But let's take a look at the impact from $7,400 to $8,000. Okay, so that's an increment of $600. For employee-wise, okay, 20% of $600, that means $120 more from your own employee CPF contribution. For employers-wise, which means your company, you're going to take 17% of $600, which is $102 more of employer's contribution, okay? So this sounds like some kind of good news and the bad news, right? Good news is your employer is going to pay you 17% more, okay? But the bad news is you got to pay yourself 20% more. But of course, the nuances is not so simple, because we also have to take a look at additional wage, which comprises of your variable bonus or your AWS, all these that are also giving CPF contributions, because there is still a CPF annual limit, which we will cover later. But if we just take a look at the ordinary wage ceiling of $8,000 multiplied by 12, that would be $96,000 from 1st of January 2026 onwards. So that is the ordinary wage ceiling cap. And if we take a look at the CPF annual salary limit of $102,000, the difference will then be the gap of additional wages that are subjected to CPF contributions. So we would just take $102,000 minus $96,000. That gives you $6,000 that is subjected to CPF mandatory contributions. And if your monthly pay is already 8K, just 1 month of your bonus, whether by AWS or variable bonus, is already exceeding the AWS limit, right? So in the past, maybe you need like 3-4 months of bonus to hit the cap, but now you only need 1 month. So really, to a majority of the people, even if you're earning more than $7,400, I don't think it's a big deal for you. Most companies, they are able to pay more than 1 month in variable bonus, AWS, all these additional wages, right? So it only affects a very small group of people between the $7,400 to $8,000 of monthly ordinary wage, assuming that the company do not pay out any form of variable bonus, right? Some of you have high base pay, so you all will be the affected group that's going to benefit or not benefit, depending on how you see the CPF system. Of course, for those of you who see in the good news, it's more like, yes, we contribute 20% more to our CPF, our employer contributes 17% more to our CPF, and hence we can enjoy the very good interest rates enjoyed in our ordinary account of 2.5%, SA of 4%, MA at 4%, or RA at 4% also. So all these are like quite good interest rates, considering we are in a very low interest environment now, and comparing to your fixed deposit, T-bills, or SSB, right? And all these are considered low-hanging fruits. But do you know that Weibo is also having a low-hanging fruit as well? Because if you deposit just $3,000, you can get $70 of Apple shares if you fulfill the terms and conditions. And if you have more funds, you just deposit $10,000, you can unlock $280 of Apple share rewards. And it also comes with 2% per annum of interest bonus returns. That is their promotion that is valid for new users and it's going to end on 31st December, just like the current CPF salary ceiling. So if you don't want to miss this offer, please check out the link in the description and get your Weibo account or scan the QR code right here. Just to be clear, this video is also not sponsored by Weibo. It's just that the promotion is really ending, so I do not want any of you to miss it if you are able to participate. Right. So let's move on to an important point that I want to highlight is that there is no change to the additional wage ceiling or annual limit. The CPF annual limit is still at $102,000 and the additional wage is calculated by $102,000 minus OW. So the formula has no change, which means that your CPF annual limit, which is 37% of the highest point of 102K, so 37% multiplied by 102K will become $37,740. This is the max CPF mandatory contributions that you can contribute by both yourself and your employer, which is 20% from you and 70% from the employer for people below 55. So to be frank, most of these changes doesn't affect the majority of the population. I think we are all used to this. Every year, there's going to increase the CPF OW ceiling. I've been sharing about this information for 4 times already. So I'm very sure people are conditioned to it. But is this really a good change or a bad change or not? I feel that it really depends on your perspective. It's good for high base pay earners above $7,400 and those with low or no bonuses, because some company really very gamsiam. They give you high base pay, but they don't give you any bonus. And then you're around this range, right? So you won't hit the CPF annual salary ceiling in the past. But now with the new ceiling, maybe you can hit it. But on the other hand, I would say that it's really bad for those who prefer more cash in hand to have their CPF, because remember, you still have to contribute 20% of the additional $600, which is around $120. So your take-home pay is now lesser by $120. And more of this is just going to go to CPF. But really, if you are at that salary level, you wouldn't really go and mind that $120, right? Because it's really for your retirement. It's not going anywhere. It's not paid as taxes. So it really depends on your perspective towards CPF, how you want to see it. I guess that it's not something you can control, but you really need to understand. And from the perspective that you want to build your long-term retirement, okay, so don't fret too much, okay? These are things outside of your control. But maybe you have some questions. And I assure you, all these are frequently asked questions that people will ask when you talk about the new change. Number one, will the CPF annual salary increase with the new CPF monthly OW of $8,000? The answer is no. It will stay at $102,000 for now, okay? In the future, maybe it will increase. We don't know yet, but as of now, it still stays at $102,000. Number two, does this change affect freelancers or self-employed? Because you know that freelancers or self-employed, they all have to contribute their own MediSave, right? And that is the only compulsory requirement according to their age group. But if they want to voluntarily contribute at least 37% as a voluntary contribution, then they can do so as a self-employed and enjoy the income tax benefits. But that is totally optional and out of scope for this discussion. Also, the second part of this announcement is that we need to focus on those 55 years old and above, considered senior citizens in Singapore who are still working. Because there is good news that from 1st of January 2026, your contribution rates for older workers will increase again. The goal is to really boost the retirement adequacy of the senior workers, and it only affects those workers age 55 to 65, they are making more than $750 a month. So the new total contribution rate is as follows. Above 55 to 60 is going to be 34%. Above 60 to 65 is going to be 25%. And the breakdown of the contribution is that employer is going to increase by 0.5%, whereas the employee is going to contribute additional 1%. So other age groups have no change if you are 55 and below, and outside of the 65 years old region, then no change, okay? Business as usual. So another popular question is, where do all these additional contributions go, especially if you have maxed out your account? So the entire increase will go to the retirement account until the person hits the full retirement sum. This is for those who have RA created 55 years old and above. So once the prevailing FRS for the year is reached, the contributions will then flow to the ordinary account. So this is a standard rule, because remember, once you turn 55, your SA will be closed and then your RA will be formed. So RA is the fundamental of your late stage retirement life. So they want it to be filled up at least to the FRS first. Then the additional contributions will then flow to the OA. So these are all sources from the CPF, and this is what I interpret from their announcement. But if you want the accurate information, always refer to the official CPF board or just take a visit to the CPF office and you can clarify your questions based on your own situations with the officers there. I'm sure they will help you out, especially for those of you who are approaching 55 and planning for your retirement legacy. Alright, so if you really want to watch more CPF related videos, I do have one that you can consider watching and it will help you in your CPF life.